From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Twitter, the new sports bar? Kind of. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in New York. Twitter, in an ever-growing pursuit of sports rights that have taken place over the past few months, has entered into a pact with MLB Advanced Media to stream live weekly games from Major League Baseball and the National Hockey League. So it now has all four major sports covered, having previously secured deals with the NFL and the NBA. The social media giant seems to have its sights set on transforming itself into a digital sports bar of sorts. Let's get the very latest from Wall Street Journal reporter Yori Koh, who joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Yori.
Hi.
So, first question, why Twitter? Why does it make sense for a company like Twitter to live stream sports? You know, you think of a social media company, you don't necessarily go there.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting tactic. On the one hand, it makes sense because for years, sports fans have been exchanging commentary on Twitter as they watch the games. Sports games are one of the premier examples of the way in which Twitter served as a really great second screen. Mm-hmm. So you watch the game on TV and then you talk about it on Twitter. I think what Twitter's trying to do here is make it all happen on one screen for them. Now, I think how that will work will depend on execution here. If they can stream the games in a way that will make people want to still talk about it, find interesting comments on Twitter, and stick with it.
Right. Now, that's an interesting point because it is such a merging of two worlds that kind of already exists. Is that where this new idea, because they're also adding a partnership with an online network called 120 Sports, is the same kind of thinking at play there where, people are engaging and watching something?
Yeah, I think what Twitter is just trying to do here is bring more interesting content to Twitter.
Right.
So instead of having someone have these folks go somewhere else and then talk about it on Twitter afterwards, just have them come to Twitter, watch it, and talk about it there. I think, again, it will depend on whether people find the content interesting, if it's easy to find. A lot of these shows, at least with the announcements from the NBA and with 120 Sports, the two parties that have said they're going to create original content for Twitter, have said that they will tailor the content so that it suits Twitter's format. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. And I think a lot of the success will depend on that. But I think aside from the content itself, a big question is whether people want to watch this stuff on Twitter. Maybe there is a benefit to it being just a second screen. A lot of people check Twitter on their phone. So do they want to watch a 3-hour baseball game on a phone screen?
Right.
I think those are just some questions that will only get answered once. And we'll see what happens once this product gets rolled out.
Now, Twitter expects big revenue from ad deals. Is there big potential there to cash in?
There's some. I think they're being smart about it, and that they're going to share the load with their partners. So it's kind of like an everyone wins situation. Mm-hmm. So even say worst case scenario, the products aren't a huge hit. At least there is a money-making opportunity here.
And it seems like they're really going big with this because, you have the four main sports accounted for here, and, they're obviously putting a lot into this. Does this speak to Twitter's growing incentive to reinvent itself in a way now that it's not really the new kid on the block? Are they just really pushing to get something big going here?
Mm-hmm. It is a little bit of taking what's hot and cool right now and trying to jump on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. There's also this long-standing notion of Twitter has all these wonderful assets and traits, but they really haven't capitalized on it in a way. So, finally taking this idea that people talk about sports on Twitter a lot. So
right,
what
sure.
can we do about that? And hey, live streaming is the cool new thing. Why don't we combine the two? I think there's some merit to both lines of thinking, but, again, I think the risk here is that live streaming still is experimental. It's unclear if it'll become a mainstream thing, how people will continue to use it. You know, I think in some instances, for example, with the RNC last week and the Democratic convention this week, which are also being live streamed on Twitter, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, content like that is more suitable for Twitter, where, you know, you don't have to exactly zoom in on the action to get
right
to appreciate the live stream. Whereas with sports, it's fast. It's you know, there's a lot of plays involved, and do you want to watch that on a small screen where you can actually watch the exact same game on a TV somewhere else?
Right. Yeah, it's an interesting, you know, experiment in utilizing both worlds. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Yori, thanks as always for your insight.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Yori Coate. You can check out more of her article at WSJD. That'll do it for this edition of Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.